Hello, welcome to Audio Quack, or the audio adaptation. I'm just getting in my chair. Audio adaptation to my blog, The Oxford Quack, where I tell true stories and observe life in a lighthearted way. Because why not, when there's so much craziness in the world? So today, it's a very short blog, and it's about the marathon. So I wrote this time last year, and I thought it was only appropriate to record it as it was the marathon this weekend. I myself am not a runner, but I admire runners from a distance. Because the marathon's got so popular and so many people have achieved it, we seem to get more and more extreme. That's what humans do, isn't it? We just sort of have to outdo ourselves. And now we're doing marathons in like the desert, uphill, backwards, or we're doing double marathons, or, you know, I just don't know when it's going to stop. It's not just in sport, architecture. How tall are those buildings going to get? We don't know. And the art as well. I mean, we can just get more and more bizarre, can't we, in the art world? Anyway, so yes, it's all about sort of it getting out of hand. and when does it all stop, basically. And so, again, thank you so much for listening. And here it is. Marathons, this is getting out of hand. There was so much lycra in London this weekend. You could almost make a cat suit for a whale. I was quietly nibbling my avocado on toast in a hotel lobby when I was suddenly surrounded by women in colourful activewear and men with their furry, veiny legs out, all lunging and stretching around me. Ah, I thought, the London Marathon. Competitive running has never been my thing. Once in PE, after being told we had to run 800 metres, I swore so loudly that I was ordered by the teacher to walk around a tree as punishment. As a grown-up, I have never been tempted to sign up for a race, apart from the Clapham Common Santa Dash, but that doesn't really count, does it? Although I would never do a marathon, it does appear to be getting more and more popular. Back in the day, you would only know one person who had done one, and it would be part of their identity. This is Gary. He's our financial director. He's just run the marathon. Didn't you, Gary? It's become so popular that it's no longer good enough if you have just run one. Now you have to have done all the marathons, or an Ironman, or be like my mate Matty, who ran 171 miles in 7 days from the north rim of the Grand Canyon to the summit of the Grand Staircase. That is a marathon a day, and on the seventh day, two marathons. Golly. You have to feel for people like Gary, because running 26 miles is ridiculously tough, I can imagine. All those blisters and nobody bats an eyelid. Poor Gary. And how far do we take this running malarkey? Do we run over fire, have pins stuck into our feet, sponsor Stu, he's going to run three marathons in one day with a wasp nest on his head? It has perhaps got a little out of hand. The day of the marathon, I stayed far away from the race and went to the Saatchi Gallery, where there was no lycra, but plenty of abstract outfits and multicoloured hair. I wandered around the gallery and came across pencil sketches of spread-eagled women and pop-art pieces of penguin books costing £18,000. And then I saw a sculpture of a lizard, conveniently placed on a man's... And then I realised that running isn't the only thing that has gotten a little out of hand in this world. Thanks again for listening to the Oxford Quack, or Audio Quack. They are posted every Monday and Wednesday. Old blog posts are on a Monday, new ones are on a Wednesday. And make sure you check into the Oxford Quack map if you are from Greenland.
or know anyone in Greenland, I am trying to make Greenland pink on my quack map on my blog. Go check that out. Otherwise, have a great week. I will see you guys soon.